Although called the anomalous Zeeman effect because the extra lines could not be explained using either existing quantum physics or classical theory, it was in fact far more common than the normal effect. For Pauli, it signaled nothing less than the deep-seated failure of the theoretical principles known till now. Having set himself the task of rectifying this miserable state of affairs, Pauli could not come up with an explanation. "Up till now, I have thoroughly gone wrong," he wrote to Sommerfeld in June 1923. Consumed by the problem, Pauli later admitted that he was in complete despair for some time. One day, another physicist from the Institute met him while strolling around the streets of Copenhagen. "You look very unhappy," said his colleague. Pauli turned on him. "How can one look happy when he is thinking about the anomalous Zeeman effect?" The use of ad hoc rules to describe the complex structure of atomic spectra was just too much for Pauli. He wanted a deeper, more fundamental explanation of the phenomena. Part of the problem, he believed, was the guesswork involved in Bohr's theory of the periodic table. Did it really describe the correct arrangement of electrons inside atoms? By 1922, the electrons in the Bohr-Sommerfeld model were believed to move in three-dimensional shells. These were not physical shells, but energy levels within atoms around which electrons seemed to cluster. A vital clue in helping Bohr construct this new electron shell model was the stability of the so-called noble gases: helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, and radon. With atomic numbers of 2, 10, 18, 36, 54, and 86, the relatively high energies required to ionize any noble gas atom, to rip away an electron and turn it into a positive ion, together with their reluctance to chemically bond with other atoms to form compounds, suggested that the electron configuration in these atoms were extremely stable and consisted of closed shells. The chemical properties of the noble gases were in stark contrast to the elements that preceded them in the periodic table: hydrogen and the halogens, fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine, and astatine. With atomic numbers 1, 9, 17, 35, 53, and 85, all of these elements easily formed compounds. Unlike the chemically inert noble gases, hydrogen and the halogens united with other atoms because in the process, they picked up another electron and thereby filled the single vacancy in the outermost electron shell. By doing so, the resulting negative ion had a completely full or closed set of electron shells and acquired the highly stable electronic configuration of a noble gas atom. Mirroring the halogens, the alkalis group, lithium, sodium, potassium, rubidium, cesium, and francium, were quick to lose an electron as they formed compounds and became positive ions with the electron distribution of a noble gas.